T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, everyone. I want to welcome you here today. Really appreciate you being with us for this observance, for this celebration. My name is Ed Driggers. I'm the city administrator here at the City of Greer, and I've had the pleasure of working with so many of you as we've worked through this process. This is indeed a landmark day for us here at the City of Greer. We've been working toward this day for a very, very long time. As soon as we completed the City Hall and the City Park and the Police and Courts building just a little over 10 years ago, we began the process of planning this project. And we started working with our partners in this process at that time, leading to a schedule of what we had hoped that this would involve. A lot of folks have been asking us why. Why are we doing this now? Why are we doing it the way that we're doing it? And I can honestly say, I think that that will be demonstrated when it is all finished. I can assure you what you're going to be seeing here in this streetscape project is transformational for us as a community. I am absolutely convinced, our elected officials are absolutely convinced that this is the right time and certainly the right place for us to be making this type of an investment. In our downtown community, we are investing about $25 million on various projects. This streetscape itself is just about right at $10.8 million. You're going to see continued investment, not only in what we are doing here, but in the construction of our Performing Arts Center, our Center for the Arts, what we've already completed out on Wade Hampton Boulevard with our LED lighting project, our LED lighting projects here within the city. A number of projects that you will continue to see us make investments in. But again, today is a landmark day for us. Because you will actually see as we break the ground today, and our partners at Sossaman Construction are actually on site tomorrow, beginning the work that is here to be done over the next 18 months. Looking forward to that. One of the things that I certainly wanted to make sure is that we were recognizing those folks who have been our partners throughout this process. Our Chamber of Commerce could not do the work that we do without the Greater Greer Chamber of Commerce. They've been an integral part of helping us communicate with the public, making sure that we are listening to our business community, to make sure we are making investment at the right time, at the right place, in the right ways that will help commerce here in our community. Because ultimately, we want it to look nice. We want all of those things that make us feel good about the project. But what we certainly know and we recognize is that it's part of our economic development engine here in our community to continue to make our existing businesses thrive and to offer opportunity for new businesses to invest in our community. And we look forward to that happening. Our partners over at Greer CPW, they've been out here working since the summer of 2017. We knew that for us to be able to do this type of work here in our streets, that our infrastructure needed to be prepared for that. Infrastructure, I'm told, typically is going to last you about 80 to 100 years underground, and our infrastructure was at that point. And so it was time for us to make sure that our water lines and our sewer lines and our gas lines that are underground, that those were upgraded so that we are having that infrastructure and providing for the businesses and the community that's here in this area for the next 80 to 100 years as well. Our partners over at Greer Development Corporation, I talked about the economic engine. It is critically important for us through our economic development arm to make sure that we're continuing to invest in our community. And of course, through Greer Development Corporation, their organization, the Greer Station Association, the merchants that are here in the Central Business District. No one will be impacted by this project more than the businesses here in Greer Station. And we know that. And one of the things that we have said since the beginning of this project is that we will never apologize. You will never see a sign out there that says, "Pardon our dust." You will not see a sign that says, pardon the inconvenience. What you will see are messages that say, this is what's coming. When you see the renderings here, this is what this community will experience when we finish this project over the next 18 months. But we do know you'll be impacted by that as businesses in the Central Business District. And so we have made every provision that we possibly can to minimize that. We put grant money out there, $150,000 to make improvements to facades, entrances, to back entrances of buildings. We have improved the parking lots and the alleyways so that customers can continue to get to you through alternative means. We have put a transportation system in place, electric vehicles that many of you experienced this morning, that will be transporting folks from remote lots into our businesses. We want to make sure that we're continuing to get customers to our businesses. And we will communicate with you. We will communicate with you regularly about where our work starts, where our work moves to, how long you should expect us to be in those places. We will do everything that we possibly can do to keep you informed and to keep that information flowing. And what we ask of you is to be supportive of this project. We know that you're excited about it as well. We want to make sure that as we work through this 18-month window that we stay focused on what the end will be for all of us, and that end will be tremendous, and we're looking forward to that. Of course, we want to thank our partners over at the Legislative Delegation Transportation Committee. These are folks who control some road paving dollars. They're administered back through gas taxes, and they're a big partner for us on the funding of this project as well, have helped put some resources into this project. Also, Cotransco, they are a partner with us in making sure that all this runs smoothly, and our folks that helped us in the design of this project, Kimley Horn. So it gives me a great deal of pleasure to introduce a few folks that are going to make some comments with us this morning. Allow me to share with you who they are and who they're representing. Scott Stevens is representing merchants here in the downtown area. This is his facility, this beautiful facility Scott has provided to us today, and we thank you for that. But he is also representing all of you that have businesses and are impacted by this project over the next 18 months. Kyle Baugh was our designer for this project. He is the architect that took the vision that this community came forward with. And remember, this is a community-driven process. What we have here today is a process of public engagement where we went to you, we went to the community, we went to the residents, and we asked, what would you, if you could dream it, what would you like for it to be? We embraced that, we vetted that, and it is what you see today. Kyle is the person who designed it, and we're glad to have him with us, and he'll make a few comments with us this morning. Matt Sossman is representing our general contractor. He is our go-to guy on the project. We are excited to be working with Sossman Construction. They're a great group of folks, great experience in streetscape work. They are on site, ready to go, and we look forward to working with them. Reno Deaton, no stranger to our group here today, executive director over at our economic development arm at Greer Development Corporation. I've asked him to share a few comments about the impact of this project to our local economy. And of course, the Honorable Rick Danner, the mayor of our community. We've asked him to share a few comments with you this morning about what he believes this means to us as a community and why we are doing what we are doing. So we thank you for being with us today. One of the things that I do here at the city is I have the pleasure of wearing a lot of hats. As the city administrator, you give me lots of things that I can spend my time doing. But I think the hat that I'm looking most forward to wearing over the next 18 months is probably this one. So you'll see me on that. You'll see me out on the site as well. I'm absolutely looking forward to it. It'll be a great project, and when you have questions, come to us. We are here to answer your questions. Ask us about the design. Ask us about why it looks the way it looks. Ask us why we started on the end where we're starting. None of it is by chance. It is all intentional, and it's going to work, and it's going to be great. So I ask these folks to come up and share a few comments with us as well. Thank you for being with us today. It is an exciting time to be in Greer, South Carolina.
Just want to tell everyone I'm very excited about what's happening here. Almost 16 years to the day, my wife and I sat out on a bench on the street out here, and we were making a decision of where we wanted to start our family, build our family, and continue our business. And we looked everywhere in the upstate, and we just really felt like Greer was the place for us. And so we bought this building. We live upstairs. I have two little boys that are up there, so we literally immersed ourselves in this community, and that is the best decision that I've ever made. Back then, the Partnership for Tomorrow had some renderings of what Greer was, they projected it to look like, and just to give a vision for what it was going to be. And that definitely helped sell us and bring us here and many other merchants in the downtown. I have to say that that vision is way more, or what's going to be happening is exceeds my expectations. We're very excited to be a part of being here and seeing it come to pass. We have a great group of downtown merchants now, our core group. Over the last 15 years, a lot of different businesses opening, and this core group that's here now is going to be able to stay open during all of this, the construction. The city's done a wonderful job with communicating everything with us. And just looking forward to the 18 months from now when we're probably all here again doing a ribbon cutting. Can you imagine how exciting that's going to be? So I want to thank everyone for being here. All the merchants, let's just continue to be excited about this, to be excited about what's going to be happening and see all of this evolve right in front of us. I do know I'm going to need a couple hard hats like that. I've got a 3- and a 5-year-old, and they love looking out the windows at the construction and everything, so I'm going to need some hats for them if y'all can make that happen, because they will be expecting the progress on a daily basis as they get up every morning and see what else has happened. So thank you, Ed, for everything you've done and for everyone that's been involved with this.
Thank you all for being here again. My God, this is exciting for me, but I can tell as a community this is exciting for everybody. We started on this project a little while ago. We knew the impact that it was going to have. Obviously, we wanted to make it more walkable downtown. We wanted to bring the vibrancy back. But in the design, we never really had to create the place. Greer was already a place. It was already a great place. We just wanted to enhance it. And make it more walkable and create that synergy and that vibrancy that it's had in the past. So I thank the leadership of Greer for bringing us into this project. This has been a lot of fun. I don't know if you're aware of this, but we do a lot of projects around the country. And I would ask, if you haven't shaken the hand of the Greer leadership yet, my God, they've done an amazing job from taking it from planning all the way into construction, and you do not see that very often as quickly as that was done. So kudos to the staff and certainly Greer leadership for making that happen. Towns all over the country are starting to realize what they have in their downtown. You know, growing up, back when I was growing up, everybody was sprawling along the highways, and they were building Walmarts, and they were building these strings of commercial development. And turning their back to the downtown, or really what made the town great to begin with. And this project really brings it back to refocusing on what makes Greer special and what makes Greer Station special. And I'm just really excited to be a part of this. And again, thank you for allowing me to be a part of the project. So appreciate it.
As a builder, you want to be a part of projects that are significant, projects that make a difference in people's lives, projects that stand out, and this Greer Streetscape certainly fits that category. The best way I know to compare it is as a builder, this is our national championship. We're super excited. We're putting all our energy and excitement into this project. Everyone knows for the last 4 years, the Clemson Tigers have done an awesome job preparing and executing their plan. And we have the same goal in mind. We're going to work well with the city, work well with CPW, and execute our plan. Sossaman Construction and their contracting team is all in, and we're 100% committed to making this project a success. We thank you guys for putting us to work and for this opportunity, and we look forward to the journey ahead with everyone.
Good morning. My name is Reno Deaton. I'm Executive Director of the Greer Development Corporation. Certainly the last couple of years have been very, very good to retail and restaurant activity here in Greer. Of course, we know we've topped $1.3 billion in annual grocery retail sales here in the city of Greer. And here downtown, our vacancy rate has shrunk to just around 2%. Because the merchants here in downtown Greer, the merchants in Greer, really understand quality customer service and product mix. They just need opportunity. And I think what we're here today to celebrate is the investment by the city of Greer in opportunity for downtown Greer. So thank you so much to the city of Greer by investing millions of dollars in downtown streetscape. They're really investing millions of dollars in our downtown businesses. And congratulations to our downtown merchants for being part of the legacy of new opportunity, new foot traffic, and a new brand for downtown. Thank you so much and congratulations.
Can you imagine? No, I mean really. Can you imagine? Picture, if you will, somewhere not too far from here, probably this intersection it could have been. I don't know. But think for just a minute about a scene where the mayor and some council members and interested citizens and others gathered one day, and it was for a matter of significance. And as they moved to the center of the street, a local photographer raised his flashpole, and in an instant, poof, the moment was memorialized forever. Imagine, the city was only 40 years old at that point. The occasion was when the city decided to remove the wooden sidewalks in downtown and to put concrete sidewalks along the front of the stores into concrete Trade Street. Think about the energy and the synergy that would have created in downtown Greer. It transformed downtown. It brought them into a new era. It legitimized them from a dirt main street to having a main street with sidewalks. It brought new life, it brought new businesses, and it brought a feel to Greer that up until that time they had never had. Think about what has taken place on those very sidewalks in that street in the last 100 or 110 years. There have been people that have gotten off a train at the train station right there across the street that were coming to this area for quite possibly the first time to settle down, maybe even from a foreign country. There have been weddings, and at one point in time, even funerals that were held here on Trade Street. There have been festivals. There have been gatherings. There have been good days and bad days, and downtown Greer has weathered them all. It used to be in the 50s that people would come to the car dealerships downtown to see the new cars displayed. Now we come downtown and we see those same vintage cars displayed in another fashion on their second life. Downtown has taken on a life of its own. And Trade Street and those sidewalks can't be underestimated in terms of what they do for our community. They are the barometer of confidence that this community has in its downtown. It's an interesting dynamic, and we don't think about it much. It's just an old sidewalk. It's that sidewalk that we don't notice until it's cracked. It's that street that we don't notice until it's got a pothole. But it is the heartbeat of our downtown. Think about the energy. Think about the synergy that that created. Can you imagine? No. I mean, can you really imagine? Can you imagine the energy and synergy that the project that we are getting ready to start tomorrow is going to have on our downtown? We've gotten over 100 years worth of use out of Trade Street. She is a grand old dame, but it's time to retire for something new. And we do that with a bit of a heavy heart, but we also do it knowing that what we are going to do is going to transform Greer for the next 100 years. And you get to be a part of that. Thank you for the role that you have played. Thank you to the city staff for the time and the effort that you have put into this. Thank you to all of the folks that spoke this morning, from the design team to our merchants to our contractor to Reno and his folks. Thank you as merchants. Thank you as individuals and just concerned citizens. Look around at how many people that we have here this morning for a groundbreaking. It shows you that people really do care about this community and care about our downtown. As we move forward, we're going to ask your indulgence, as the administrator said. We'll be unapologetic about it because we are making Greer better every day. And we ask you to join us as we move forward in that endeavor. Thank you. I appreciate your being here today, and thank you for joining us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.